Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 15. You remember the Syrophoenician woman? All right, now this is a woman with no covenant, and she knew it. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, she probably had never heard about Jesus and I beg your pardon. Let's see what she said. So we'll go to the 15th chapter and the 22nd verse. Now, you remember, she's the one that just kept hounding everybody over her daughter and wouldn't give up, wouldn't quit. Don't care what you called her, it didn't make any difference. She's going to get this, she's going to get something for her baby. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, are you ready? Are you ready? Have mercy on me, son of David. Don't tell me she didn't know anything about him. Don't tell me she'd never heard of him. She believed with everything she had. He's the anointed one. He's the one to come. How'd she find that out? I don't know. But boy, she's saying the right words. And she worshiped him. She fell down before him and called him Lord. Now let's go on down here. Verse 25. She came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered and said, it's not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. When Jesus heard her answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith, be it unto thee even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. She laid hold of covenant hesed and didn't even have a covenant.
That's right.
She couldn't get a covenant for a few more months until after Jesus raised from the dead.
That's right.
Covenant hesed. God's overwhelming desire to be God to all who will allow him to be. Can you see it?
Amen.
Oh, isn't that good, Greg?
That's so good.
Oh, glory to God.
Change your life.
I can just see him. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. You got it in you. Come on. Come on, girl. Give it to me. And she said, son of David. He said, you're on the right track. You know, have mercy. Oh, you said it. You done said the right word. Amen. Hallelujah. You call for a hesed. I don't care if you're a few months ahead of time. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's take a look here. Mark chapter 10. What we're seeing we have a tendency, because we're looking back at all this, we have a tendency to look at those things through our eyes instead of the eyes of history, instead of the eyes of the Bible. There was only one covenant in existence. The covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's all one any of them do anything about.
That's right.
And evidently that Sarah, obviously, she'd heard of it. Now, this is just me talking, but I think she was so desperate for that girl, she began to search and research and dig and find and everything she could find out, ask every question she could ask, and somebody told her the Messiah is here. If you can get down there, he'll take care of you. Amen.
Amen.
And she said, who's Messiah? And they said, well, all right, now listen to this. And gave her scriptures, because she knew. She knew who he was. She knew she needed Hesed. And she's going to get it one way or the other. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, let's look at Bartimaeus. Don't call him blind Bartimaeus. He's not blind anymore. He's just Bartimaeus. Now, Mark chapter 10, 46. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Now, this is a man of faith. He already was a man of faith. We don't have any idea how he became blind, but he was legally blind, and he had a legal right to beg. He had been examined by the priests. We can prove that right here. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of God, have hesed on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the great deal, thou Son of David, have hesed on me. And Jesus stood still. That's key. Somebody called him Messiah and called for hesed. And he stood still.
Ah! That's good.
Glory to God. Commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, that garment that he wore was his license to beg. He had been examined by the priest. He was declared a blind man and had every right to beg. He could beg anywhere he wanted to because he was a blind man, and they had mercy on blind men. Wearing that coat declared him legally blind. He got up and sloughed that coat off and went to hunting Jesus. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and joined the team. What did Jesus use? Hesed. Covenant Hesed. Oh, we're beginning to see what it is, right? Hebrews chapter 16, 15th verse. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain hesed.
Hallelujah. There it is.
It belongs to us. Yes. We're family.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Now, keep this in mind. You come boldly to the throne. Now, wait a minute. I'm about to get on my knees here. I'm going to get on my knees. No, Hesed, you come up here. Hesed's following me all the days of my life. Come on, Hesed, you. Why should I fear anything?
Ooh, amen, amen.
Why should I be afraid of anything that moves, breathes on the face of God's planet?
Amen.
I have the Almighty God, the God who's more than enough. The great God of Hesed, hallelujah, is following me all the days of my life. Ah. What do you think, Professor?
I'm about to shout. Glory to God.
Woo! Glory be to Jesus. Come on, just go ahead and just go ahead and help yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is the key issue to faith.
Yes.
Oh, faith cometh. See, there's no question about whether faith comes or not. It can't help it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God's pregnant with faith.
Amen.
And as you hear it and read it and hear it taught and preached, faith cometh.
Yes.
But faith doesn't come to the high degree that it should. It's already in you. That's what got you born again.
Amen.
It was faith. Second chapter of the book of Ephesians explains that. You believed it in your heart and said it with your mouth. But the big question is, how come all those miracles back there and we don't see them? Because of things like we're talking about here this morning. Not knowing what belongs to us. And those of us that know a little, I don't know any more than that. But I'm learning. And you're looking at the hungriest man on this planet for God, man. The more I know, the more I realize how much I don't know. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I got to get it quick as I can. I've only got 37 more years to go. But now, say that to me again, the Lord. Hesed. Say it again. It's very difficult to say sometimes. That Hesed force, the Hesed of God, covenant Hesed,
loyalty,
covenant loyalty, covenant faithfulness.
Yes.
He is faithful that promised. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We do not have Hesed because we need it. We have Hesed because God can't do without it.
That's right. It's motivated.
Oh, thanks the Lord.
It's motivated from love.
2 Samuel 9. Read verse 3. The king said, is there not any of the house of Saul that I may yet show Hesed of God unto him? What was happening to him? God so whole law of the world that he gave. He's in covenant with the whole world. He gave. Hesed is roaring on the inside of him. He's got to show Hesed to somebody. He's got to show Hesed to somebody. It's driving him and driving him to give.
Yes, sir.
And it's driving David. There's blood between he and Jonathan, and Jonathan has gone on.
Yes.
Is there nobody left under whom I can show Hesed of God? They said, well, yeah, there's this little cripple boy down there, Lodibar. Go get him now. That's Hesed. And when you're sick in bed and you're crying out to God, God is saying, come on, come on, come on, call for my mercy. Call for my Hesed. I'm standing here waiting on you. Call on me. I am the son of David. I am your healer. I am your covenant brother. Give me something to work with. Give me some Hesed. Give me a chance. Let me in there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go be operated on. Well, let me in the operation room. I'll clean up the whole place. I'll do you Hesed anywhere I can find you. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's just will to heal me. Well, shut up till you find out. I said this years ago. See, I was a scriptural illiterate. Thank God.
Yeah.
T.L. Osborne told me one time, he said, Kellen, you are a blessed man. He said, you're born free, brother.
Yeah,
he said, you didn't have anything to unlearn.
Amen.
Come on.
Somebody said, what's your background? I said, sin. I mean, that's it.
Yep.
Thank God for my mama. I tried to go to hell. She wouldn't let me go. Anyway, 10th chapter, 2nd verse. David said, I will show Hesed to Hanun, the son of Nahash. I'll show Hesed. I'm faithful to my covenant with God. Who made David king? Huh? No, Goliath.
That's true.
What did he say? I'm totally convinced when that lion came in there and when that bear came in there, I'm totally convinced he had Samson on his mind. And the power of the Holy Ghost came on that teenage boy. And he killed him with his bare hands, ripped him apart, just like Samson did. And he comes from an Orthodox home. He knew about Samson. He knew the covenant. And he's less than 20 years old, because been 20 he'd been in the army. He comes down there. And he hears this giant twice a day for 6 weeks. This guy had been doing this. Do you remember what he told King Saul? That uncircumcised Philistine doesn't have any more covenant than the lion and the bear. I kill the lion, I kill the bear, and I'll kill him. Saul said, what? He said, I told you. He had no fear of that man. You want me to tell you why? Hesed. God's faithfulness. God's eternal mercy. He had no doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt. He knew good and well he had a covenant with God. That's the reason he was a man after God's own heart, full of Hesed. Covenant man. Covenant man.
That's right.
Covenant man.
Glory to God.
I'm a covenant man. I am a covenant man. You're a covenant woman.
Yes,
glory to God. Say it, His covenant mercy.
His covenant mercy.
His faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
His kindness to me.
His kindness to me.
His faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
Follows me all the days of my life.
Follows me all the days of my life.
And I dwell.
And I dwell.
In the house.
In the house.
Of my covenant God.
Of my covenant God.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever,
and ever,
and ever,
and ever.
Glory to God.
Rob Mundress. I live in Beulah, Texas.
I am Cindy Whitus, and I live in Round Rock, Texas. We decided we wanted to come and see Brother Copeland speak and just get filled up again. And so I asked a friend of mine to go with us that doesn't normally go to any kind of church-related activities. And so she said, I'll go. And Rob was going. So the three of us got a rental car and piled in and came up here from Austin. And I drove most of the way. And we had a good time. We were listening to Brother Hagin on the CD player and just talking and having a good time. We got behind a truck pulling a trailer. And I noticed a feeling. It was the Holy Spirit talking to me. And it just was bubbling out of me to back off of that vehicle and not to pass. It was very specific, the voice that I heard, do not pass, but back off. And I'm like, I told my friend, I said, do you know what the Holy Spirit just told me? To back off of this vehicle. And so I did. I slowed way down. I said, a board is going to fly off of that trailer and hit us. It was not long after I pulled back and slowed way down, and a big piece of wood, like a piece of plywood, it unloosed itself and jumped off of that trailer and was bumping down the road. And fortunately, you know, I heard the Spirit say, back off. And so we were all fine.
Well, she shared with that, because I didn't hear and know that she had shared that. She said, you know, the Holy Ghost told me that there was going to be a piece of wood that came off.
Yeah.
So we all praised God and rejoiced about the fact that she heard the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, okay, good, now pass the car.
So, yeah, we were like, yay! We were doing happy dances and, you know, thank you, Lord. And so I told my friend, I said, Nan, I said, I'm not supposed to pass that vehicle. I said, I'm supposed to back off even more. And I said, I don't understand it, but I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit. And so we're driving along, and it was about 10 minutes. And next thing you know, up jumps a huge wire spool, a wooden spool that wire is rolled on. It jumped up out of that trailer and is rolling right down the highway. And there's cars in back of us and everything, but because I slowed down, I think people were wondering, and of course they saw the wood fly off. It rolled very fast. I'm just really thankful for God to teach me another lesson on how to listen to His Word and go with Him, His Spirit. Partnership means a lot of different things. Financially, I'm able to feel fulfilled that I'm helping in some way. But when He prays, He's praying for me, just like He's praying for all of His other partners. And I feel really blessed to be under the umbrella of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. There's so many good things coming out of KCM, but not only I'm protected, I'm under His covenant, under His prayers. He's praying for me specifically and for my family.
So don't ever put yourself in a position where you, I couldn't hear God. Oh, I wouldn't ever hear that. You know, I'm so busy in life. God is talking to you, and you hear him a whole lot more than what we realize we hear him. Mm-hmm. And if she just very simply didn't listen to that, hear that, and obey it, very simple, and looking back, it was simple, and she did it. We do that all the time, and we don't realize how frequently we do it. So I think it's just encouraging. Just encourage yourself. I do hear the voice of God. I do follow the voice of God. I do know the voice of my Father, and I do follow him.
You know, God is calling all of us right now to really examine our heart for things that we have placed in a position of idolatry. I may be surprising you right now with bringing in the word idolatry, but you know what? If we have anything in that place, any voice, any need, any requirement on us that comes before his voice, then we will respond to that idol before we respond to his voice. Now, I'm bringing that up because had she had a time concern, had she been on her way to work, had they said, well, we're going to lose our reservation if we don't get to Branson on time, because that's where that they came to that Branson meeting. If all any of those things had been in place, you know, it could have been a money thing. We've got to get the car back. We've got to do this. Then that would have overridden what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to her. And I want to encourage us to be intentional in our everyday life to rid ourselves of those idols. And another place to do that, aside from the example in our testimony, is where your offering is concerned, where your money is concerned. You know, when the Lord says, give this, what pops up is there, I have to do this, or I need to do that, or I don't know if I want to let go of that much money, Lord. Whatever the amount is, was there a voice that came to push that thought away? I just think there's opportunities, and these are, you can do this over your kids. Are you fearful for your kids? Are you fearful for your job? What are the things that are speaking or trying to speak louder to you than the voice of the Lord? So let's use this offering this week as a moment of intentional, not only sacrifice of our money, giving it to him, but sacrificing our heart, opening it up to him, and letting him examine it. So as you sow your seed this week, make sure there's nothing there that comes in front of him. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.